popular demand.
The NBL One West Radio Show. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West. The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West Radio Show.
Rick Costello and Ben Feather back with you for the NBL One West Radio Show. It's week two of our program. It's round five under our belt already. Welcome along once again, Ben.
Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you for the warm welcome, Brett. And yeah, what an exciting round we had over the weekend. Women's round, breast cancer awareness, and plenty of exciting results that happened.
Looks like it was certainly very colourful out there around the associations. Plenty of pink, certainly got through to a couple of games myself, and it's great to see the support.
Yeah, in particular, obviously, I made it out to our game of the round on Friday night at a Chilli Herb Graham Recreation Centre, and East Perth Eagles got their first win in their men's, and their women's team played very well as well.
Well, dare I say, you did tip East Perth to get their first win of the weekend, so well done on that one, and you did tip it in the first of their two games as well.
Yeah, that's right. I did tip them to pick up that game as their first win, and Coach Coburn really had them bouncing, and it was a entertaining clash. They started slow, but yeah, they got the win, and great contributions with multiple players, in particular Fabian Johnson off the bench.
Looking at the women's at East Perth, it touches on our player of the round for round five, so releasing that news and information.
Yeah, Maria Bludziewski, obviously she played back-to-back games, had against the Redbacks, had a big game against them on Friday night, and then backed it up against the Suns on Sunday. And special mention to an honourable second, 36-11 from Jessie Edwards. A big night for her.
Very big. Coming off her chat for us, I think we gave her extra inspiration after last week's show, maybe.
Oh, it was fantastic to have her on the show, and plenty of other great guests tonight.
Look at the men's, I guess, Devondrick Walker. He was the men's player of the round, and he's certainly playing like a guy who's had experience at those higher levels.
Yeah, he'll get a mention in my starting 5 points from the weekend later, but a lot of talk over the weekend through social media from his teammate Greg Heyer. Get this man a contract in NBL 2022.
We mentioned some of our guests coming up a little bit later on this hour. I feel like it's a prerequisite that hosts on the NBL One West Radio Show have to have a name of Ben. We've stuck with that tradition this year, and we'll be speaking with one of last year's co-hosts, Ben Ettridge, who after a long career at the Wanneroo / Joondalup Wolves, he was an assistant at Kalamunda last year, and this year he's taken on a big assignment in terms of the head coaching role there out at Kalamunda.
Yeah, I'm really excited to chat to Ben and hear about what his plans are for the future of the Kalamunda Eastern Suns.
Now, there was a big overtime game across the weekend as well. We're going to be speaking to the man who hit the three-pointer to even things up between the Senators and the Tigers. We speak, of course, of Caleb Davis, who will join us on the line a little bit later on this hour.
And we also have on the show tonight Tease Morrell, who's made her way over to NBL One West to ply her trade at the Joondalup Wolves. Excited to hear about her hot start to season 2022.
Having been the MVP over there in South Australia, I'm keen to get her impressions about the quality of our league and the depth and standard of the play over here in the West as well.
And we're interested to hear about her link to Australia before she came out and played here.
Of course, we've got Ben starting five from the round that was. We'll be having a look at round six action and some upcoming big games from that as well, and all the news from the NBL One West here on the NBL One West Radio Show.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
Let's get this thing started.
The all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's your favourite NBL One West player's favourite radio show. This is the NBL One West Radio Show. Ben and Brett with you as we take a look at some round five action. A couple of teams managed to open their account, as we told you, and there's still at least one team undefeated in the men's and the women's competition.
It's now time for our round five, starting five. In particular, let's start out down south at the Southwest Slammers, their women's team reinvigorated with the likes of Tylan Carter and, of course, our very own Perth Lynx, Alex Cipitone. Brett, they are competitive. They only lost by a very small margin to the Rockingham Flames. Their first win, I believe, is only just around the corner.
They're definitely going to be there. I saw them play against Perry Lakes, and they looked a little tired, obviously backing up on the weekend, but you can certainly see how they're going to be competitive with that veteran leadership they've now added.
Point number two, the first win for the East Perth Eagles men and the East Kalamunda Eastern Suns. And we're going to chat to Ben Ettridge about that in a little bit later. But it was really good to see the East Perth Eagles led there by Justin King. And of course, mentioned earlier, Fabian Johnson had a really good game. Unfortunately, tweaked his ankle late in that one. But yeah, they took care of business on their home floor against the Perth Redbacks. And Kalamunda Eastern Suns, well, on their backup of their doubleheader for the East Perth Eagles, they got their first win on their home floor as well. Point number three. Jessie Edwards, 36 and 11. She came to play on Saturday night for the women's round, and boy, was she entertaining, Brett Costello.
It was great to hear from Jessie on last week's NBL One West radio show. You can check out that replay online if you'd like to hear more of our chat with her.
Point number four, Manager Magic changing coaches, parting way with Aaron Chahair. They moved on from Aaron Chahair midweek. We saw it come up in the news headlines, and they got their first win with their new coach down there and against the Coburn Cougars. And it'd be interesting to see if they change their style of play. But one thing I did like to see from them was like a reinvigorated Jay Bowie. He had those problems with his injuries, with his hamstring. We know him about when he was at Lakeside Days, but he really took care of business down there at Wally Hagen Stadium on Saturday night.
Ballsy move to sack a former Australian boomer, really, isn't it?
Point five. Devondrick Walker. I'm saying it here right now, Brett Costello. MVP NBL One West 2022. He has G League experience in the NBA. He's had experience in the New Zealand NBL. He's represented the South East Melbourne Phoenix. It's our privilege that he is out here applying his trade for the Rockingham Flames. Great get there from Coach Ryan Petrick. Greg Hire is a huge fan of him. We saw him blowing up on the socials on Twitter and Instagram saying we need to get this guy a contract in the NBL 2022. He is an out-and-out star. And in season 2022 right now, he's averaging just under 30 points a game, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and he's gone at 48 from the field. Really exciting talent, and he's great to have here out in our league.
You can, of course, check out all of the results from last weekend over at nbl1.com.au. Plenty of highlights and things for you to get involved with as well. You can even check out some of the highlights from some of the other conferences, and there's been some pretty massive dunks over the last couple of weeks as well.
And yeah, and special mention to Opal Basketball Hall of Famer Lauren Jackson, killing it in the NBL 1 East and World Cup September 2022 here in Australia. Brett Costello, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Is she a part of that 12?
Ooh, I reckon she'd have to be in the mix, surely. I know, obviously, the NBL 1 where she's probably going up against some 18-year-olds at different times, and it's a completely different level. But what she's showing is that she can still offer a lot. We'll take a quick break here at NBL 1 West Radio, and we'll be back to speak with Ben Ettridge, the head coach of the Kalamunda Eastern Suns men, here on the NBL 1 West Radio show.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL 1 West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.
Your health and welfare are important. At SKG Radiology, we know this. Take advantage of bulk billing all Medicare rebatable services across our WA practices. Some exceptions may apply, so please ask our friendly staff for more details. From x-rays to ultrasounds, low-dose CT scans and MRIs, no matter where you're referred to, when you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology. Visit skg.com.au.
2-0-1-5. Yeah, it feels so good.
The all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
NBL One West Radio Show, Ben Pether and Brett Costello with you. And down the line now, we're going to be speaking with Kalamunda Eastern Suns head coach, Ben Ettridge, someone whose voice may be familiar to you if you've been a regular listener to the show in years gone by. How are you going, Ben?
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller, I guess, in this role. So, yeah, great to be on board. And again, yeah. Really enjoyed being on the other side last year, but I'm much enjoying being on the side of the industry.
Well, even better for you as a new head coach there at Kalamunda, at least anyway, given you a long history up at the Joondalup and Warrnambool Club. Great to be speaking with you after your first win on the weekend.
Yeah, I think we timed that one very well. I think Casey Milo's 500th or record-breaking game pushed me one week later. So thank you to her. And very, very happy for the boys and the club and all the things they're doing up there. And to get a win on, you know, one of your club legends and your vice captain's 100th game, Cooper Lowe, was really special for us. So Yep, really happy, and good night for the Suns.
We touched on him. He also stood up pretty well in his 100th, 19 points. It looked like a solid outing and really contributed to that win.
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's a culmination of all the work we're doing. And also, I had a conversation with another one of our boys tonight, and we're just talking about how we're really starting to find our feet now. Look, the results on the board will come, but it's a whole new system and a whole new process and a whole new thing up there for these boys. And we've got guys that have come in from other clubs and a pretty high turnover. So it's going to take time, but yeah, Coop was outstanding. He led from the front and exactly what you want from one of your young leaders and a great role model for our kids up the hill.
Ben Pether here. You talk about that learning a new system and your young leaders, and we talked off air about being committed to the process over an extended period of time. Where does the organic and where does the foundation come from for this rebuild per se? And where did you start towards the end of last year to start this process of designing a new sort of program there at Suns for the future?
Yeah, I was very, very fortunate. I was sitting on a couch with a leg that had been snapped in half and wasn't really doing anything. And Mark Cutley reached out to me as the head coach of the Suns and said, look, just come up and help out at practice. And I went to the first practice and I met the Low Boys, met Carl Aylett and Brendan Donato. And I was just like, these guys are just cracking guys. I want to be around them and I want to help. So, I was up there in that assistant coach role with Mark for the West Coast Classic and then all of last year. So got a really good feeling for the club. Got to meet some amazing people behind the scenes up there that are really passionate. Shane Lowe, that's Cooper Lowe's dad, he's just an amazing man. Does a mountain of work. Scott Parker, our president, he's working so hard to make this club successful. And our NBL1 manager, Kim Perkins, she's a volunteer and she's probably doing 50, 60 hours a week up there just to make the club great. And when I see those sorts of things happening, you can't but want to be involved. So was more than happy when they, advertised the position and said, look, would you like to apply? And I was like, yep. So did that. And then, had that inside running on the group. I'd coached their under-20s team. I'd done a bit of stuff with their wobble coaches and their junior program up there. So I knew that we had some really talented juniors coming through that perhaps just needed a little bit more and some really good coaches that if I could have some time with them and just help them along the way. I don't have all the answers, but a few things that I do have been quite successful. So I'm always happy to share those sorts of things. So it was more just a case of, I was just happy to get in there and get my hands dirty. And I want to see people succeed and be great. So, that's sort of where the passion came from to jump back on board and take the reins.
And in particular, you talk about that jumping on board and taking the reins and that rebuild process and that passion. And you've added the likes of Jacob Formosa, Seb Salinas, Rob Huntington, Reece Maxwell, the later names you obviously had a strong bond with at the Joondalup Wolves over many years. The thought process behind adding them, and a lot of the time we do hear about these mentor figures or having one or two people, but have an influx of four or five players onto your group. What does that do, and what was the purpose behind including them?
Well, first and foremost, it was, I actually signed four guys who were five guys that were key to our success, and they were existing Suns players, and Brendan Donato, Carl Aylett, Dyson Lowe, Cupolo, and Spencer Alone Jr. Like, those five guys showed me that they really, really cared about the club, and they'd been there, they were there for the right reasons. And then it was, who do we put around them? Because, the first person I'd actually signed was Tom Atkinson. Caught up with Tom. We've had a long relationship with Tom, and he'd just come back from Kalgoorlie. And everything he said in that first meeting with me aligned with the values that we wanted to instill at the Suns. And he's been front and centre with all that sort of stuff. And then, the signing of Jacob Formosa, sort of a bit of a package deal there with his girlfriend, Georgia, joining the club as well. But again, Jacob's just a quality human. Sat down with him. Our conversation was all about his family and how long he'd missed been away from his family. He wanted to be in a family club and feel like he was valued and wanted and all those sorts of things. So, those things align with what we're trying to do as well. And it just so happened that, the change of scenery up there at the Wolves and the three boys, Reece, Seber and Robbie, we're in a bit of a state of flux as to what was going on. And I just said to him, look, the best example I can give to you is Luke Hodge when he left Hawthorn and went up to Brisbane. And, he went up there basically just to be an on-field coach. He could still play, but, I've had 1,000 games of experience, 7 grand finals, 2 championships of experience. Reece Maxwell and Robbie have both played college ball. Robbie was a DP for the Perth Wildcats. Seb Salinas is the greatest captain that this league's seen. You know, him and Ben Purcell are right up there with legends of this league. And, you know, to have those three guys come in, and when I sit in a meeting now and we're talking about leadership, or, you know, what does it mean to play and all that sort of stuff, and those boys don't know the answers, but when you've got those three guys who can, you know, they're school teachers as well, they can cajole the answers out. So, you know, they lead in that way. They're not leading in. Well, Robbie had a great game on the weekend, or two great games, and was great. But, you know, Severin Maxey's influence on this team is second to none. The young boys just idolise them. And to have, you know, three young captains, Carl Aylett, Jacob Formosa, and Cooper Lowe, each have one mentor like that to help them become better leaders. And then those boys then filtering that down to our... And we played seven first gamers this year due to COVID. So, you know, why those guys are there. They know their role. They know what they're bringing. They can steady the ship when we need it. They can get a bucket when we need it. But their impact off the court for us is huge and cannot be underspoken.
Ben, you touched on, and I really love to hear how you'd spent the time to sort of invest and see with the coaching groups and coaching the under-20s and before starting this process. The up-and-coming future of the Kalamunda Suns, who are the bright sparks that we can look out for throughout this season? You mentioned about, obviously, your young leaders, but is there anyone in particular we should keep an eye out on who'll be part of this group going forward for a number of years?
Yeah, look, coming out of our under-20s program and our under-18s program last year, you know, we've signed five development players, if you will. Henry Alfork, he's a little point guard that played for us. He's already got a few games. He's fearless. He goes at 120 miles an hour, and sometimes it's a bit like the old deep dog on the farm. We used to slide their front leg through the collar, so they only had three legs to run with to try and slow him down. Henry's a bit like that. He just goes like a bat out of hell, and we can get some control into him. He's going to be a very good player. Toby Mitchell-Olers is another one. Like, to have a guy like Seb Salinas be his mentor, and you know, Kobe's 6'5" and a little bit more athletic than Seba, but, you know, he's that same sort of player. Noah Jarks is another one, under-18s. He's played a game already. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
You've been listening to the voice of Kalamunda Eastern Suns head coach Ben Ettridge. Ben, it looks like you've got Mandurah Magic on Saturday night this coming weekend, so good luck for that one, the travel down to Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre.
Yeah, looking forward to getting down to one of my old stomping grounds down there. The Magic, again, one of those teams that had some success last year with Machado. They really loaded up this year. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they go to change of coach. Those sorts of things mid-season can go one way or the other. They've definitely got the talent, though. Ray Turner, the moment the switch flicks for him, is, I think, is going to be very dangerous for the league. So looking forward to that one. And yeah, hopefully we can extend this winning streak to two.
Thanks so much for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West radio show. Let's get this thing started. The all-new NBL One West radio show.
It's the NBL One West radio show as we head into round six action here in the NBL One West. You can, of course, check out all of the fixtures, ladders and whatnot over at nbl1.com.au/west, or even download the NBL One app online, of course. Let's take a look initially in the men's as some of the matches coming up this weekend. The Eagles will face off against the Lightning. The Hawks will play the Tigers. The Magic face the Eastern Suns. The Redbacks will verse against the Cougars. The Geraldton Buccaneers, in top spot, are going to play the second place Rockingham Flames. This is going to be a big one, Ben.
Brett Costello, this is the game of the round for our men's side of the draw. I think it's going to be a huge game up there at Active West Stadium. You've got two teams raring to go. My tip, I think Coach Petrick, who is the king of scout, will get this done with Devondrick Walker, Marshall Nelson, the Beard Brothers, and they'll take care of business on the road. But I think it will be by 3 points.
Ooh, okay. Close one up there at Active West.
Indeed. It'll be a close one.
The final games to round out round six action in the men. The Wolves will take on the Slammers up there at HBF Arena, and the Goldfields Giants will host the Warwick Senators. We'll be speaking with Caleb Davis a little bit later on about his expectations of that game. Turning our eyes now to the ladies, the East Perth Eagles will face the Lakeside Lightning. The Prairie Lakes Hawks will host the Willetton Tigers in what could be the game of the round for the women.
Yeah, in particular, obviously on Friday night at Bendat Basketball Centre, the home of basketball here in WA, the Willetton Tigers are flying right now. You know, they've got Alex Sharp, Emma Gandini, Des Kelly shooting the ball really, really well, and they've added Taylor Hepburn to go along with Sophie Doran, giving him some really good minutes off the bench. And of course, for the Perry Lakes Hawks, with their new coach, with Craig Mansfield, they've got Mia Sadie and led by Emma Clark. So that'll be a tough contest, but I think that the Willetton Tigers will get up by 12.
The Joondalup Wolves will host the Southwest Slammers in the women. The Magic have the Suns. The Redbacks host the Cougars at Belmont Oasis. And again, the Goldfield Giants now fielding their women's team this year. They will also host the Warwick Senators. We hope that you can get around to some of the associations and check out the action. Get all of the details about the timing and locations for those games over at nbl1.com.au, or check out the NBL1 socials. Of course, you can like them on Facebook, Instagram, and all of the usual social media platforms. This is the NBL1 West Radio Show. We'll be back to speak with Tej Morrell of the Joondalup Wolves after this.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL1 West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West. Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic.
NBL One West Radio Show, Ben Pether, Brett Costello back with you. We are your favourite NBL One West players' favourite radio show. We've got one of those players on the line right now. She's been dominating in her new role at the Joondalup Wolves. It's Tej Morrell. Welcome along to the NBL One West Radio Show.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
A little bit of background, I suppose. You came across from the NBL One Central. In fact, you were the MVP over there for the Southern Tigers. You've spent time in college at Nevada. And what are your thoughts so far of Perth and the NBL One West?
Oh, I mean, our transition has been great. We definitely miss a lot of wonderful, wonderful people back in Adelaide. But yeah, the journey's led us here, and Perth has always been on my list to visit since my parents actually met here. So, so far, so good. Loving the beaches, and yeah, the people here are great. I think it's a beautiful city and a great basketball league as well.
And you touched on there your parents. You also have come across here with your husband, David, who is the coach of the men's team at the Joondalup Wolves. But I want to go back to your point there about your parents meeting here. So you had a strong link, actually, to Perth a long time before you came out and played here. I just want you to sort of elaborate on your dad being a coach and his involvement here with the league previously.
Yeah, so my maiden name, my family name is Zeller. My dad was Coach Marty Zeller, and he coached for the Southwest Slammers back in, I believe, 1990, and then later on also coached for the Senators. And yeah, just really awesome to be here and kind of walk in their footsteps.
And of course, you met, and I mentioned there that your husband David coaches the men's side. You're a star on the women's side. How do we have a break from basketball, and how do we leave basketball? Basketball, or do we have any time away from it?
Yeah. Well, we honestly just, I think about it all the time, how blessed we are, because we do truly love basketball, and it's, you know, my dad has always said, choose a job you love and you won't have to work a day in your life. We definitely have lots of days of hard work, but it's, you know, a career that's really turned into a mission for us, and we just absolutely love it. There are times where we have to say, like, okay, you know what, let's just, like, not talk about basketball or work, and let's just relax, turn our minds off. Yeah, so we do have to set the boundaries a little bit.
Well, we always think we're pretty fantastic out here in the NBL 1 West, so we like to get your impression having played in the Central Conference. How do things compare for you in terms of the depth and the quality of talent and things of that nature since you've headed out? Now, you're only a handful of games under your belt, but what have been some of your early impressions?
Yeah, it was interesting coming into the unknown, right? But it also is kind of still unknown. We're only five games in, and it's been really good competition so far. It's hard to compare. I think just having the imports, you know, because COVID's now not really impacting things, there's definitely more imports here. But SA was a very strong league last season for sure. I really actually think that it didn't really get enough credit because it was pretty strong. Lots of, you know, WNBL players competing there. But yeah, I've come across some really great players in NBL 1 West as well. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the competition looks like.
Somewhat a pressurized situation that you came into, obviously, with Joondalup making the grand final last season, losing a couple of key players. There were some pretty big shoes to fill there, but you can't complain with this undefeated start that you've had so far for season 2022.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The team, I just keep telling everyone, it's just such a beautiful team. Like, the girls are amazing, and Coach Marcus is great. He really, really has emphasized having a good culture, and I truly think that is shining through for us on the court, too.
And in particular, you talk about your teammates there, and you obviously went through the U.S. collegiate pathway at the University of Nevada. Now, Nashaya Parker-Williams, now she's a young, bright star out here in the NBL 1 West, and she's been lighting it up recently. Mm-hmm. What do you think her potential is, and if she's going forward here in the NBL 1 West, and what do you like about her game?
Oh, I mean, yeah, when I mentioned beautiful players, Nishaya is definitely one of them, and she's extremely talented and still very young. So I think she's got a lot of potential.
20 years old right now. Incredible.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And she loves the game, too. You can just see her play with so much passion and just love for the game. And it's so much fun to be her teammate and be a part of it. And, yeah, I'm really excited just cheering her on all the way because obviously we know she's got big goals. And, yeah, we actually, fun little connection, we realized when we met up for coffee the first time that we met, we found out that we played against each other when I was playing for Bendigo and she was playing for the Lynx that year. So it was a little funny coincidence, but yeah, it is just a lot of fun being her teammate.
Well, we wish you good luck for the weekend. As you mentioned earlier, you're playing against the Southwest Slammers. We've got some historical connections through Dad there as well. Don't sleep on the Slammers, although they haven't won yet and you guys haven't lost. They've certainly added some real veteran leadership to their squad as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know they've added those new players. So it's definitely not, you know, we go out respecting everyone. And that's just how you've got to play every game. But I'm definitely looking forward to versing the Slammers.
Tej Morrell from Joondalup Wolves, thanks so much for joining us on the NBL 1 West radio show.
Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL 1 West.
Your health and welfare are important. At SKG Radiology, we know this. Take advantage of bulk billing all Medicare rebatable services across our WA practices. Some exceptions may apply, so please ask our friendly staff for more details. From x-rays to ultrasounds, low-dose CT scans and MRIs, no matter where you're referred to, when you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology. Visit skg.com.au.
Let's get this thing started.
is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's the NBL One West Radio Show. Ben Pether, Brett Costello with you. This time on the line, talking to some personalities from around the NBL One West. It's Warwick Senators player Caleb Davis, who after a little bit of heroics on the weekend, we certainly had to get him on the line. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Very good, thank you. Certainly a big game on the weekend, hitting that three-pointer to tie things up, 27 points under your belt, and more importantly, perhaps getting the win. Talk us through that one.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. You know, in halfway through that third quarter, we were sort of nowhere, and you know, not a lot was going right for us in the second quarter. And yeah, we found ourselves down 18 very quickly in the third quarter. And then, honestly, it was a testament to the young guys coming off the bench. You know, Tyler Shand and George Pearl really sort of sparked us in the third quarter. And I think that spark is what we needed, and everyone just followed suit. I think it was a pretty clear change on the defensive end for us about halfway through that third quarter. And we just went back to what we were doing last week against Wanneroo, playing Senators basketball.
Caleb Davis, Ben Pether here. George Pearl, you mentioned it. I've said on the call a couple of times, it's like a boy has turned into a man in the off-season. What have you noticed that we haven't about George Pearl? Because he's playing great basketball in season 2022.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything special, Peth. I think it's been the you know, this just the natural progression. Last year we had Cords go out with the foot injury, so he got a little bit of a taste of playing senior level basketball, and then he's just got in the gym in the off season. I think he's just built a lot of confidence. We've tried to been pushing a lot of confidence through him as well. So I think it's just a testament to his confidence growing. And honestly, he's such a smart basketballer. So it's really good to have another guy like that on our team.
In particular, also Coach Brennan joining the campaign for season 2022. You've played at the Barcelona Center of Excellence. You're a Warwick Junior. You spent time in the US, which we'll touch on a bit later. What is the point of difference about Coach Brennan, and what have you enjoyed about him being at the helm?
Yeah, it's been great with Trigger coming in. You know, we had Mike for about 6 years before, and it was you know, it was awesome that legacy that Mike had there. You know, turned the club around from what it was. You know, we were sort of consistently finishing sort of middle of the pack every year. And then Mike came in. We really, the focus was on changing the culture of Senators basketball and making it, you know, not only a winning place again, but just a place that everyone wants to come play and everyone wants to be at. So that was sort of the culture that Mike turned around and we all bought into as a core group. And now Trigger's come in this year, and it's almost been a bit of a refresher of that culture. So it's created a lot of competition within the team, which, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of guys around the league who are still in those core groups of teams that they've had around for a while. People get a little bit comfortable, I reckon, of their positions and where they're at. So with Trigger coming in, I think it just, you know, it was pretty much a fresh slate for everyone, and it just created a lot of competition within the team again.
Now, I'm going to throw a name at you, CJ Turnage. To many, he's known as the Joondalup Wolves import. He played over in the NBL 1 Central last season. But for you, that name has a lot more sentimental value to it. Yep. What's your link to CJ? And share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so see, that's one of my best mates. He was my first college roommate when I moved over to the States. So me and him were bunked up in a one-bedroom apartment together for our first year, so we became pretty close. And then, yeah, we've just kept our friendship going ever since then. He was a groomsman in my wedding a few years ago. So, yeah, just one of those friendships that you gain through basketball. And, yeah, he'll always be a lifelong friend of mine.
And that is one of the fantastic things about basketball, is the lifelong friends you do make. I want to talk about the special connection you have to the Warwick Senators. And it's so great to see one of our NBL One West stars who played their juniors at Warwick, went over to the Center of Excellence, spent time in the US. And what does it mean to you to now come back? And I think it's awesome to play for the Warwick Senators, your junior club, in the NBL One West.
Yeah, it means a lot to myself and guys like Cody as well. You know, the club gave a lot to us when we were growing up in terms of, you know, I had Ellis's coaching me all through growing up, and just the amount of time and extra hours they put into me personally, and just everyone around the club as a whole, it's always been a real family feel to it. So I just think that, you know, now that we are older and we're sort of, I guess you could say everyone's got a choice of where they want to play now, it just feels right to be playing for Stirling and sort of giving back to a club that really gave a lot to me when I was growing up. And, you know, I probably wouldn't be in the position I am basketball-wise today if it wasn't for them in the first place. So, yeah, it's really good to be playing back for them.
And just to touch on your season currently, I feel like it just from an outset, it looks like you have a new lease on life. You look like you're enjoying your basketball more. You're moving better. I know you had problems with your Achilles. Is that how it feels like for you as well?
Yeah, it's just it's really just been pain-free. And just as I was saying before, you know, I just lost about 7 kilos in the off season, so I think I just trimmed up a bit, and that really helped with the Achilles pain. So just being able to play pain free this year is probably the biggest key point for me. I think is what's really let me enjoy my basketball a lot more this year than I have done in the past couple of years.
Caleb, the Senators dropped an early game against the Hawks in the first round, perhaps a little undermanned in that game. You've been on a pretty hot streak since then, winning the next four this weekend. It looks like you've got the Giants. What are you expecting from that one?
Yeah, it's always a tough task going to Cal and taking on the Giants, and they've been rolling a little bit this, you know, early on in this season. So it's going to be a tough task for us, but I think everyone's up to it. And you know, I think we're also looking forward to the opportunity just to get on the bus together and just it's those trips to Cal and Gero. They're great team bonding trips as well. So I know everyone's looking forward to that. You know, we've got a few fresh faces in there this year with Zoo and Brian as well, so it's going to be good for us to get on the road together, I think.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Caleb. Keep that hot shooting form going. 4 of 8 from downtown on the weekend. We look forward to seeing more of that from you in rounds to come.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Caleb Davis there from the Warwick Senators on the NBL One West radio show.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West radio show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.
Let's get this thing started.
The all-new NBL One West radio show.
NBL One West radio show, as we bring things to a close this week. You've been with Ben Pether and Brett Costello. Well, a bit of a cellar dweller watch, Ben. We've been keeping an eye on teams without a win yet in season 2022. In the men, the Lakeside Lightning and the Southwest Slammers yet to open their account. Can either of them get it done this weekend, do you reckon?
Well, last weekend we had 4 teams without a win for season 2022. We saw the Eastern Suns get their first. We saw the East Perth Eagles. My tip is I don't think we're going to see either of these two teams, the Lakeside Lightning or the Southwest Slammers, unfortunately, get their first win for this season. The Lakeside Lightning playing against the East Perth Eagles at Herb Graham on Friday night. The Lakeside Lightning have multiple changes to their team from season 2021. They've had multiple different guys come in. A shining light in particular is Sebit Reith, who's playing for them right now. Originally, I know he signed for the Mandurah Magic. Now he's representing the Lakeside Lightning. His brother, DeWalt Reith, was the team MVP at the Illawarra Hawks. He's been shooting a high volume of shots. Sebit Reith, he takes the most shots on the team than any other player. But I think Herb Graham on Friday night, Justin King, it's going to be a tough matchup. It'll be interesting to see who goes to him, but I think East Perth Eagles will win there. And the Southwest Slammers, well, they've got to make the trip up to Joondalup Wolves. And I think Joondalup Wolves put on the best show in all of the NBL One West in regards to their game day event. And Joondalup Wolves right now, Julian Pasava started to feel his range. Jonathan Wade really started to go. And in particular, CJ Turnage, he was turning it on last weekend. So unfortunately, I think the Joondalup Wolves get the chocolates on Saturday night.
In the women, it's just the Slammers yet to open their account. And although they've added those senior heads in the likes of Chia Batoni, they're probably not going to get it done this weekend anyway against the Joondalup Wolves.
I think it's only a matter of time, Brett Costello. They've added Alex Cipitone and Tylan Carter. They have a new coach who's been at the helm for a fortnight now. And just the encouraging signs and the uplifting that that brings to the players, I think that they'll be able to snag a win in season 2022 sooner rather than later.
Totally agree with you there. They certainly looked the goods even in their second game of the weekend against the Perry Lakes Hawks. Certainly they held their own in that one, and I can certainly see them getting one. The Wolves may be too strong this weekend, but certainly watch this space in the weeks to come. Thanks once again, Ben. I hope to see you around the grounds across the weekend, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely, Brett Costello. I'm sure you'll see you in the Perry Lakes Hawks, the Bendat Basketball Stadium.
Certainly will. Hope hope you can get around to one of the games at your local association, or maybe check out the online streaming action over at nbl1.com.au. Until next week, you've been with the NBL One West Radio Show.
The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West Radio Show. When you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology, providing bulk billed Medicare rebatable services at all 20 locations.